Jerry Bader Show 1006. Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion. Jason's classic cut that's going to be abridged on this Monday. Because we have a guest on the phone that we need to get to, and I don't want to keep him waiting. Tomorrow is the debut of really kind of a 10-hour TV movie. It's a mini-series with a 90-minute premiere. It's a Coen Brothers project called Fargo. It has similarities, but is not a sequel to the 1996 theatrical release of the same name. It's similar, though, in a lot of ways. There's lots of murder, lots of snow, and lots of goofy characters. Now, let me say that the 1996 movie is one of my favorite movies. It's wildly, wildly entertaining. It really is. I had never been to Fargo until last year. In fact, I was in a hotel restaurant in Fargo watching Monday Night Football when Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone. That would be the only thing I have against Fargo. It's actually a great city. I have told that to people. I've actually used the word that there are some elements of Fargo I consider cosmopolitan, and I had a friend snicker and laugh at me. I don't think she's ever been to Fargo. So as Fargo gets sullied again, and because I work with our radio stations there, most notably KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo, and I really enjoyed my stay there, I thought I would come to the defense of Fargo. So to do that, we are joined now by Charlie Johnson at the Convention and Visitors Bureau Fargo-Moorhead. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good. All right, so what was your reaction when you heard there was another Fargo? Was it, oh, geez, have folks up there gotten over the first one, or did they just not worry about it anymore?
I think most people accept the fact that it lent some notoriety to our community. It never seems to really go away, though. You know, the movie, even before the series was announced, people still talk about the movie. I mean, we kind of embrace it. We have the actual wood chipper prop from the movie here in our visitor center, and people love to come and get their picture taken with it. So, sure, there are some people who wish it wasn't associated with the city because of the dark nature of that movie, and presumably of the TV show, too, but you can't run away from it, so you might as well embrace it. That's our view.
Well, I think that's the right attitude. Now, I will tell you, though, that when I brought up the movie when I was there, I did get some dirty looks, Charlie.
Yeah, you're going to get some, that's for sure. Some people don't like the way it portrayed the culture up here. You know, a lot of people forget about the fact that in the movie version, for instance, there's only one scene in the whole movie that supposedly takes place in Fargo.
Yeah, it's the Twin Cities and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and somebody asked the Coen brothers why they called it Fargo since it was only that one opening scene. And they said, we didn't think anybody would go to a movie called Brainerd or Minneapolis.
And that's the thing. Now, let's start here. I mean, you had a hellish winter this year. The cold that they depict is not exactly a stereotype. You do live up to that.
Oh, yeah. Winter, you know, you have winter in Wisconsin too. We have winter, and
sure.
we're in the part of the country that has winter, and I recognize all of the scenes that I've seen so far in the TV show and the clips that I've seen. Of course, it was shot in Canada, but obviously they have as much winter or more than we do. So it all looks very familiar to me. Everyone.
That was going to be my next question as we talk with Charlie Johnson of the Convention and Visitors Bureau Fargo-Moorhead. They haven't given you any pre-screening or any heads up like that?
There are a couple people in town who I know have had screeners. In fact, someone offered one to me a couple weeks ago, but I didn't figure I would have time to watch it before it got on the air. So I'll record it on my DVR and watch it like everybody else. But no, we don't get any previews of it. I suppose if I'd tried really hard, I could have gotten one.
We're
content with having a party for the premiere of the show.
Well, I love how you embrace it. I think that's absolutely the way to go with this. It's going to happen, and you might as well just, you know, look at it as good-natured fun. But I did want to give you a minute or two to just, and a couple of plugs. I'll start with this one. I mean, I did. I have mentioned to people one of the finest restaurant meals I ever had. I've had in Fargo, and I argued that there are elements of the city that I would call cosmopolitan. What people don't realize is for about 4 hours north, south, and east, you're the only major city, and then you pretty much got to go to Seattle, due west, to find another one that you're a pretty significant-sized city where there are no others, really.
Well, I think some people in Montana would point to Billings and Bozeman. Each city has its own character, you know. It is, we've become a very cosmopolitan city. In fact, if your listeners wanted to check it out, they could go to Forbes.com and look up an article that came out last week by a guy named Ben Hanten, H-A-N-T-E-N, Five Things Fargo Can Teach You About Community. And then there was another article on Forbes recently. If you just search Fargo on Forbes and look at recent articles, you'll find some pretty cool things about the community and how it's grown. There's a lot going on in this town. Obviously, western North Dakota is fueled, and the whole state to some degree, by the huge oil boom going on out there. Fargo-Moorhead is not specifically tied to the oil boom, but of course we get some ancillary benefits from it because of the businesses from here that go out there to work, construction companies, plumbing companies, what have you. This town has had its own little boom going on for like 30 years, and it's only growing faster as we move forward. So it's a very diversified economy in Fargo-Moorhead. It's a vibrant downtown, which you alluded to when you talked about having a good dinner here. We have multiple local restaurants that are one of a kind, not chains, and it's a great place to visit.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned, and I was surprised to learn that Fargo was booming long before the Bakken oil field, and that, as you mentioned, that's really ancillary benefits to your area. The other thing is, what a great college sports town.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is a huge college town. We have more than 25,000 college students between Fargo and Moorhead. NDSU is the bulk of them, 15,000. You mentioned sports. Yeah, North Dakota State University is the three-time defending NCAA, used to be Division I AA, what do they call it now, football championship series. 3 years in a row they've won that. The basketball team was just in the NCAA tournament, won the first game, lost the second. That was a huge step forward for that program. There's a lot of activity here on the sporting angle as well as in the economic diversity of the area. Microsoft has a campus here. They employ about over 1,000 people in Fargo-Moorhead.
Yeah, and I, by the way, I got the nickel tour of all of that. By the way, how many people know you have a dome stadium there?
The only ones who've had who live around here and who have had to come play inside it. So it's a wonderful football facility. Absolutely.
That's the Fargo, and I was there 4 days, and I was fortunate. Local radio host Joel Heitkamp, by the way, everybody in town knows Joel, I found out. As you go around, but he was really good, you know, and say, look, this is the real Fargo. And it was just a fantastic trip. It was one of my favorite market visits, and I go to different markets for this company all over the Midwest. So I wanted, you know, a lot of people listen to my show in Wisconsin to find out about the real Fargo, and if they want to consider. By the way, you've got great hunting and fishing in North Dakota too.
Oh yeah, this is a big outdoor state. You know, Fargo is the largest city in the state of North Dakota. Fargo was listed in the top 10 rankings. Actually, it was number 4, the fourth fastest growing metropolitan area in the country last year at 3.3%. Of course, a couple of communities in the western part of the state are actually growing a little faster. But it's a place where people are coming because they know there's a lot of business being done here, a lot of startup businesses happening, a lot of high-tech business, a lot of agriculture-related business because it started as an agriculturally-based community, and that continues. But people have branched out from that in a big way.
All right, give them one more plug, Charlie. If they ever did want, for whatever, hunting, fishing, or just want to visit Fargo, what's the website?
Our website is fargomoorhead.org.
Fargo.
www.fargomoorhead, all one word, fargomoorhead.org.
Fargomoorhead.org. Hey, Charlie, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Jerry, and come see us again sometime.
I will. I will. I'll be there on business again. Like I said, a little bit of a different topic. Just wanted to give you an idea. I really thought it was a very neat city. Madison-esque in some ways, but that's mostly the campus that gives you that feel. It's 1016.
The Jerry Bader Show.